On Brown University Week, animals aren't the only ones who flock together. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, William Warren, Chancellor's Professor of Cognitive, Linguistic, and Psychological Sciences, explores why we do too.
We often marvel at the aerial ballet of a flock of starlings, wheeling through the sky in perfectly coordinated motion. But people do this too when we walk together down a city street or through a shopping mall. Such human flocking is a prime example of self-organized collective behavior, in which coordinated action arises without a central plan or leader, and spontaneous patterns of consensus or polarization emerge. Similar dynamics appear in social media, disease transmission, and group decision-making. We're investigating collective motion in human crowds as a case study in such collective behavior. Researchers believe that global patterns emerge from local interactions between many individuals. But how does that work? What are the local interactions, and how do they produce coordinated patterns? To answer these questions, we use virtual reality to put a walking participant in the middle of a virtual crowd. By manipulating the motions of virtual neighbors and recording the participant's path, we can decipher the visual interactions. In one set of experiments, we found that people tend to imitate the behavior of their neighbors by matching the average speed and direction of all neighbors they can see. However, they reject neighbors who diverge too much from their own direction. Computer simulations show that these interactions generate collective motion, but can also lead the crowd to split into diverging groups. We are thus gaining an understanding of the local interactions in human crowds and how they generate patterns of consensus and division. Similar principles may extend to other forms of collective behavior, from bird flocks to social networks.
That was William Warren of Brown University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.